How are we doing?
Day one, how did it go?
Day one is usually always the same. You're so excited to be out here, you know, because you're with the guys and it's a new season and training camp. You know, you've worked a lot of days to get ready for this day, and you come out and you make some exciting plays and you make a lot of mistakes that we have to correct, but that's the fun part. You know, we get to go in now and watch the film with the players and correct some of the things we didn't do well today, and hopefully we'll have a better day tomorrow, but it was good to be out here.
Did you feel back at home being the offensive coordinator for the New England Patriots?
It was really, this is home for me, and it feels great to be back.
Does it feel like you almost never left?
My body doesn't feel like I never, I feel older, but I again, this is, there's so many great people here that it's wonderful to see all of them, and you guys included.
Josh, is the biggest thing for you getting back on the field, working hands-on? I saw you doing some work with the receivers and the quarterbacks on the goal line. How good does that feel?
It's great. I mean, that's what we love to do. That's what I love to do. And I think most coaches are that way. The best part of our day is getting to work with the players on the field. We do a lot of sitting and watching TV and talking about the film and meeting in the meeting rooms. But when you actually get to come out here for a couple hours and sweat with them and correct some things and get them to do some things well, that's the thing that makes you so proud as a coach, and that's what I love to do the most.
How much communication level with Tom pretty much picked up right where it left off?
Yeah, I think so. Every year you reestablish all those connections, you know, with the position group that you coach or the offense if you're the coordinator. You really, you know, work hard to try to recreate those relationships, and each one of our relationships probably grows and matures a little bit each year, and I think that's where Tom and I are, but, you know, we'll always try to get better and communicate better as we go forward through camp.
How much different on the field are guys like Tom and Wes because of the time that you've left, and maybe they've grown to do different things?
They're still great players that are really smart, and I think the greatest word that I can use for our offensive guys, and it's pretty much adapts to our whole team, is that they're coachable. And those guys, you know, whether we try to get them to do something a little different or whether we try to get them to do the things they've been doing for so long successfully, just a hair better, they're willing to work at it and willing to do what you want them to do. And they've grown and gotten better. There's no question about that, and hopefully we can make them a little bit better this year.
So is there any concern with Wes's contract situation that it might become a distraction?
I don't have any, you know, information on that. And Wes has got a great attitude and has worked extremely hard in the offseason. Had a really good day today, and I don't, you know, I'm gonna coach him hard, and just like I always have.
A lot of people would love to have your job with Tom and all the various toys you have to play with. Is it as fun as it looks?
Yes, it is. I feel like I have a great job. I'm blessed to work for Mr. Kraft and Coach Belichick, and got a great staff of people around us, and a team that's really willing to work hard and listen to you. So it's the only thing you can ask as a coach, and I'm really happy to have this position.
What makes this group different than the one you left in 2007?
The tight ends are different. The backs are a little younger. You know, things have changed. You know, there's a few different coaches on our staff. You know, but I think that happens to every team every year in the NFL, and we just adapt, and we're so used to doing it by now that it kind of comes with the territory. But it's exciting to start to formulate what you're going to actually be in training camp in terms of, okay, that worked well with these guys, and there's always some things that change in training camp too, so it'll be exciting to see how it kind of unfolds.
What's been the biggest challenges for you is trying to incorporate, there's so many different guys who are playmakers and Ward getting the football? Is that one of your biggest challenges, to make sure you spread it out a little bit?
You know, I think the big thing for us is if we can be a good fundamental team and play with good technique and execute our offense, hopefully we have good players at each position. And if you have good players at each position and they do the right things, and then you let the quarterback make smart decisions on the field and you know, in the passing game, throw it to where it's supposed to go, and those guys are open, and we pass block for the quarterback so that he has time to do that. And then when we're running the football, we can
do the right things in a running game to definitely stay balanced offensively. So it's not a challenge, because to me it's what you're hoping for. You hope you have a lot of good people that can do great things. I think we have the potential to be a fun group to watch, but we'll see how it all unfolds.
What's been the biggest surprise about working with these two young tight ends?
I don't know if anything is, I mean, based on seeing them before I got here, you knew how well they caught the football. Not being in the meeting room with them until this year, you realize how intelligent they are and how many things that they can pick up and how well coached they've been and how easy to coach they are, because they really listen well, they take good notes in the meeting room. It's extremely important to both of them. They both love football, and I don't know that you would necessarily know that unless you were here. And so having the opportunity to get to know them this year in the spring and now more in training camp, I think that's what we really appreciate about them.
Rob had a bit of an eventful off season. Is there any concern about him being able to kind of keep his focus where it needs to be?
Every time I've been with him, it's been great.
Is it also going to be fun as teams try to kind of counteract what you do well, whether it's a tight end, counteracting that?
Yeah, I think that's NFL football. They'll try to stop something that we do well, and hopefully we do enough things well that we can counter what they do.
Defenses nowadays, since 3 years ago, more geared to stop high-powered passing games.
I think everybody's trying to stop us from putting points on the board, and if that means trying to do some things to disrupt, everybody's trying to disrupt the quarterback. If you can hit the quarterback and take the ball away, I think you got a chance to be a good defense. So that's what we got to be ready for every week.
This football team has been so
good. Final questions, guys.
In the regular season, last couple of years in the playoffs, it hasn't been as prolific scoring as easy as it has. Does that start here? Can you do anything about January and February starting here?
I think we got to do something about tomorrow. Our focus is on trying to come out and have another good day tomorrow. There's nothing we can do about 3-4 months down the road. We got to just take each day as it comes and try to be a better football team. That's the task every single day we come to work, and I think our guys really understand that and they'll work hard to do it.
Thanks, Josh. It seems to be that the offensive line is in a little bit of flux with guys not being here or whatever, injuries, things like that. Do you anticipate that being a spot where there's going to be a lot of mixing and matching during training camp, trying to figure out what works?
Our offensive line are really well coached. I know that, and I have great faith in Dante and the job that he's always done here. And I appreciate him more and more every day that I work with him. And I have no reservations about the way that those guys will prepare in that meeting room and be ready to go when it's their turn or they're called on. So we got some new faces a lot of different places, and offensive line is no different.
Josh, as the guy who drafted Tim Tebow, I'm wondering your thoughts on him landing with the Jets and facing him twice a year.
Tim's a good kid and had a good year last year, but we don't play them for a long time right now, and I wish Tim, the best personally, and he'll be a friend of mine. But, our focus is on trying to get better right now, day by day, and I'm sure we'll have to worry about him down the road.
How do you think he's going to react to New York?
I don't know. Tim usually handles every situation well. Knowing him the way that I do, he handles most every situation with class, and I'm sure he'll do the right things.
That's it, guys.
Yeah, it's all about what everybody does here. Spencer's one of the guys on our team trying to compete for a spot, and if he can help us win, then I'm sure he'll force a spot here.